19. Bessie Coleman, determined pilot. For the first 10 years after the Wright brothers' original flight in 1903, flying was only a sport. It was a pastime for daredevils. One very determined daredevil was Bessie Coleman. She was the first black woman to fly an airplane. Coleman, born in Texas in 1892, the 10th of 13 children, dreamed of being a pilot. To earn money for flying lessons, she washed other people's laundry. At the age of 19, she took a train to Chicago, where she enrolled in a beauty school. For 5 years, she worked in a barber shop, and then she looked for a flying school. No flying schools in the United States would teach women, but Coleman heard that there were schools in France that would. She studied French and sailed off to France. When she returned to the United States in 1921, Coleman was the first licensed black woman pilot. Her aerial acrobatic exhibitions dazzled audiences. She took her airplane through loop-the-loops. She did slow rolls and sharp rolls. She did tailspins and flew upside down. Audiences were amazed when she performed a move called Falling Leaf. Coleman became a celebrity. She performed her acrobatic flights all over the country. She also spoke to African-American audiences in schools, churches, and theaters. "Fly," she told them. "Be a part of the new aviation industry." Many young African-American men listened to her. Some became honored military pilots during World War II. Many others made their careers in aviation. On April 29, 1926, Coleman was flying when a tool carelessly left in the airplane cockpit jammed the control stick. The plane went into a dive and did not recover. The daring 34-year-old pilot was killed.